This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Nursing homes in North Carolina have faced more than 100 outbreaks of COVID-19, and more than 40% of the state's deaths from the virus are from residents at those facilities. And while many nursing homes are private companies with government oversight only from inspections, there are more than 130 state-run nursing homes for veterans around the country. North Carolina has 4 veterans nursing homes currently providing for 342 former members of the military. After multiple outbreaks of COVID-19 among the veterans nursing homes, North Carolina Health News followed up. Thomas Goldsmith is a reporter there and joins me now. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, Frank. How's it going?
Fine with me. Tell us about these outbreaks, though, among veterans in state care. How bad were they?
Well, going by the numbers, it was pretty bad. There were 36 deaths among 3 of the facilities, 1 only in Henston, 20 in Fayetteville, and 15 at they're called State Veterans Nursing Home in Salisbury.
All right. And so those are the numbers. And I guess we should make this quick note that the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services updates those numbers regularly. So I guess our latest numbers are coming from Friday, July 31st.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So again, these are state-run facilities, and there's an extra level of interest, obviously, because of the public accountability. How do North Carolina's veteran nursing homes compare to other state facilities from COVID-19 with similar facilities and COVID-19 outbreaks?
The rate is higher, certainly. We are the 4th-ranked state just in pure numbers, including much larger states like New York State. And a couple of states had big outbreaks at individual facilities for veterans.
All right. So, but we're kind of outliers in terms of the numbers, and even by comparison with other states. In particular, the state veterans home in Salisbury has come under scrutiny about whether those deaths were preventable. Tell us more about that.
Well, they had a series of visits. These were after the deaths, but they did make the decision, according to state inspectors, sort of unilaterally, that they would allow drive-in visits. So the family members would drive up to the door of this home and speak, supposedly from a 6-foot distance, although one of the descriptions in the state report indicated they got very close, at least initially.
And that was, was that before or after the outbreak at that facility?
That was after the outbreak.
And I know there's been ongoing frustration about the no visitors policy at nursing homes all over the place. Of course, some family members of deceased veterans have since spoken out. How do they feel about these visits?
About the visit to Salisbury?
Yeah.
I'm not sure we had them on that.
Okay.
They were, of course, some people we talked to were upset about not being able to visit, but some said that given their belief that a staff member introduced them, that there was too much contact within the homes. And they were upset. I mean, the daughter of one whose dad died at 85, said, well, you know, somebody might think his time had come, but his brother lived to be 95.
Right.
So that's...
Well, has anybody made a guess again? North Carolina now 4th ranked in fatalities from COVID at these kind of facilities.
Right.
And anybody making a guess about what's happening here and why things might be different?
Not that I'm aware of. That's something that stood out as I studied this nationally. Kentucky, I think, had a legislative hearing the other day, and they had no deaths.
Mm.
There's just a lot of concern about these facilities and how closely they're monitored by VA for one thing.
VA and the state. Let's talk a little bit more about the accountability and the way these facilities are managed. These are veteran nursing homes. They're state-financed, but their management is contracted out to a private company. So tell us more about that company in North Carolina.
Well, it's Pruitt Health of Norcross, Georgia. They've had this contract for 22 years, and the state is unable to find records before about 2014. But we know that was the most recent signing. The state projected Pruitt would earn or would receive $207 million to run the homes over a five-year period, and they would receive a 9.25% commission.
So that's the deal. And so you've got a veterans facility. Obviously, this is a function, if you think about veterans, this is the United States government, but it's a state-run facility. It's privately contracted in terms of management. Where is the oversight? What part of this is the state of North Carolina? Does the Veterans Administration have any part in the accountability and oversight?
Well, first of all, the Veterans Administration says, don't look at us. We're not allowed to intercede in the operation of these homes, but at the same time, they have the purse strings. They can withhold funding from any of these state veterans' homes if they think it's not being run correctly. The state of North Carolina has some oversight through its DHHS inspectors who go in and see what's going on, but they report to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services down in Atlanta. The federal organization has the last say. Mm.
So the state is, the Pruitt is under contract, Pruitt Health under contract to the state to manage the facilities. Obviously, there's more income when they think about VA, Medicare, Medicaid, and state funds, all of these other funds that come in through the residents. So that's where part of that is. You say the oversight, a lot of it comes from VA. How has Pruitt Health responded to any of this?
Well, from the standpoint of what I'm writing about, they certainly said they were sorry about the deaths of any of these veterans, but they would not talk about the deal. They would not talk about what happened. I mean, one of my questions, I don't like to submit written questions, but I did this time. What was it, you know, what happened? What was it like when all of these gentlemen in their 70s and 80s and 90s started dying? What did you do? And they had nothing on that, nothing on the deal. It just seems to me there ought to be a lot of accountability there, and there ought to be more open discussion of the deal for management they have and how it's being fulfilled.
Well, what can you tell us about Pruitt Health and their track record handling outbreaks at private facilities?
Well, they have had, I think their national average for 79 homes is lower as far as deaths are concerned. About three per facility, whereas at the vets' homes in North Carolina, it's nine, so three times as many. Mm-hmm. And if you add in, the only other veterans' home they have is in Milledgeville, Georgia, and there were a number of deaths there, so that would raise the average a little bit.
So what about the reaction here in the state of North Carolina? Obviously, you've done some reporting on this. Are state officials looking into it? Is it or at the national level in terms of accountability? What's happening?
Well, I reached out to Governor Cooper's office and got the response you might see in the last story, which was, of course, everyone says, and I'm sure sincerely, that they care about our veterans and we value their service. And then he said he would make sure that the provider is held accountable. Well, the provider in this case really is Pruitt. But I am still looking for an indication that there will be anything more or separate in this occasion. Even though President Trump and various national bodies have called for more oversight for these facilities.
All right. How about suggestions? Anybody talking about what to do? It's a frustrating situation because people who really need contact and want to see their loved ones, obviously it's a high risk. Any solutions? Are people talking about ways to bring people together and make visits safer?
I'm not really hearing a lot of that. I spent a long time on this, and it began to loom large in my consciousness, but I've heard from a lot of individual leaders, and we had U.S. Representative David Price weigh in and say he wanted more oversight. State Rep Greer Martin spoke to us about just more accountability, apparently. One of the causes, and this is true not only there, but is workers who work in more than one facility. Mm. It would be extremely difficult for them never to pass on any of the infection from another place they've worked.
All right. Thomas Goldsmith works for North Carolina Health News. You can follow updates on outbreaks at nursing homes. Take a look at links at our website. Tommy, thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, indeed. I really feel for these veterans and their families, and I hope something results to help them.
Thank you, Tommy.